As president of the Utah Restaurant Association, Melva Sine says the number one question people ask her is, can I get an alcohol license? Sine says these new licenses were needed for the industry to continue to grow in Utah.
We have a critical issue here, and they've addressed it in the best way possible in the shortest amount of time possible. So we're happy with that.
But club owners are not so happy. The new licenses are for restaurants only, not bars and taverns. Ogden bar owner John Chevalier told lawmakers in the Business and Labor Committee that he's been waiting for 1 year and 8 months for a liquor license.
I lost $100,000 in the last 2 years supplementing a bar that I love that's been in business since 1930 to try to keep it in this state. And it is not fair, it is not right that you're going to open up restaurant licenses and not look at the need of clubs.
Democratic candidate for Lieutenant Governor Vince Rampton says if the goal is to facilitate economic growth, lawmakers need to think bigger.
While we are in the neighborhood, so to speak, while we are adjusting this, it would be wise to take a more global and ambitious approach to the situation and see what reasonable projections can and should be made for future demand in order to facilitate the kind of growth that we're hoping for.
While Rampton says the bill doesn't go far enough, Representative Jack Drexler of North Logan stood up on the House floor to say it might be going too far.
The purpose of our alcohol policy cannot just be to attract restaurants to the state. There is a lot more to it than that. It's time for us to reevaluate alcohol and all of its consequences. If I cast a no vote, it will not be a vote necessarily that this is a bad bill. It will be a cautionary vote to say we're headed maybe in a direction that we should not be headed.
Drexler and 9 other representatives voted against the bill, but the vast majority of lawmakers voted for it. Representative Gage Froer argued that the bill bought the legislature some time for a more extensive discussion.
Does this get us where we need to be over the next number of years? I'm not convinced of that. It does solve, in my opinion, some immediate problems, some urgency that would get us into the next session where we can have some good policy discussions on the quota system. Does that need to be expanded, along with some other discussions that probably need to be held?
The bill puts off a decision on whether restaurant and bar owners should be allowed to sell their licenses if they choose. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.